Uncle Vinny, tell us a story.
I'll tell you a bedtime story if you promise to go to sleep. Promise?
Promise.
Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care and hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in beds while pictures of sugar plums danced in their hands. My winter kerchief and I in my cap and just settled down for a long winter nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Awake to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw up the sash. The moon and the rest of the new fallen snow get a luster, midday do I decree low. But what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh, a tiny reindeer with a little old driver so lively and quick. I know in a moment it must be St. Nicholas, rapid the eagles his horses that came, and he whistled and shouted and called on my name.
Now Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, to the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, oh!
What a night, wondrous sight, silent night, holy night.
Okay, I'll tell you. As leaves before, hurricanes fly, they meet with an obstacle mount of the sky. So up to the housetop, the courses they flew with a sleigh full of toys of St. Nicholas, too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and he looked like his clothes were all tarnished with soot. A bottle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes twinkled, his dimples out merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as snow. He had a broad face and a little brown belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jelly elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head, so he gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but straight to his work, filled all the sockets and turned with a jerk, and laying his finger to the side of his nose, giving a nod up the chimney he rose, sprang to his sleigh to his team, gave a whistle. Away they all flew like a down of a thistle. I heard him explain as he drove out of sight, saying,
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Ho, 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 ho.
You got to be good. I'm telling you why. Friends and family.